Hello, and welcome to episode number 91 of A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica, and this is a podcast all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist grow their business and sidestep all of the bad things that I step on. It is great to be back in the booth recording another podcast. All right, so I have to be honest, I have taken a quite a break. I'm sure you've noticed, so I apologize for that. But, you know, I've been super busy, which is what we all can, what we all wish for. So tonight I'm going to be talking about something that I think can help a lot, and that is the trends I am seeing with the amount of work that's coming my way from new voiceover purchasers, I guess you could say, new clients through Fiverr. And, you know, and I'm not saying that because they're coming through Fiverr, that means that it's everywhere. But I have to tell you, I'm getting such a diverse clientele from large corporations to, you know, small businesses that it is pretty clear to me that there are some trends that are going on. And I want to talk about it with you because I think if you are on top of the trends, it is a way to position yourself to advertise or to market that you can do these types of reads and these types of voiceovers that people are looking for. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
Okay, so I am super thrilled to be talking to you about this tonight because, you know, I think I am literally torn right now between two types of voiceovers that consistently come across my desk, and it seems like every other one is the other one, and the client's not even the client's not being clear about which one they want, and it always seems like they want the other one when I give them the other one, and so it's definitely interesting. But the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this tonight is because, you know, I just I was in the booth tonight, so I'm gonna be honest for all you video game people out there, I was in my editing room on my computer playing some video games, and you know, all of a sudden, I don't know what it was, but the floodgates opened, and I got five orders from Fiverr in a period of like 30 minutes. So, you know, as that all flooded in and I'm there, the kids are sleeping, wife's away on a business trip this week. So I was like, you know what, I'll do this. I'll be old school. So, cause right now it's 1 a.m., 1:09 a.m. in the morning and I'm recording this podcast. So if you all have listened to the podcast in the past, you know, this is when the majority of my podcasts were recorded. So possibly the reason why I've not been recording podcasts is because I haven't been staying up this late doing work since I've gone full-time, because I try to do the majority of it during the day. Although I have to tell you, habits die hard, and not, you know, going to sleep earlier when I was used to for years staying up late has been difficult. Anyways, I digress. So what I'm seeing, though, is as like for tonight, as these five orders came in, you know, it's the same type of voiceovers over and over again that people are looking for. And they consist of really two different types, okay? And one is this conversational, deep, full of feeling, kind of mysterious, you know, like that Nike ad, you know, where the guys, you know, you see this kid running and the guy's talking about, you know, you know which one I'm talking about. It was really popular. You know, what is it? It's like something isn't born, or being excellent isn't, you know, you're not born with it, or something like that. Anyways, but it's that really full of feeling, mysterious, deep, not even conversational, but more like real type read, right? like deep motivational, but in a real way. And then there's the other type of read that is a more of a corporate professional read. However, this is the tricky thing, is that it is still conversational, but yet you lose that mysterious tone, that full of feeling tone. And it's still conversational, but it's more professional. And I'm using the word professional by meaning, you know, it's more of, addressing, you know, like if you were addressing a boardroom maybe, or you were giving a speech to a group of friends or a group of colleagues or a couple of people, you know, you're not preaching, you're talking normally, but it's not, you know, full of, you know, emotional feeling. So, I mean, I've been doing those two different types over and over and over and over and over and over again. And for one more time, because like that is really what people are looking for right now. I would say there is a close third, and that would be the app development market. I'm doing a lot of app stuff. You know, and the app stuff is fun. It's funny stuff. You know, like tonight I just had a job come in for an app that I do a lot for this. I've done 20, 30 different voiceovers for this app company. And tonight they were doing something. I don't know if you remember the night at the Roxbury. It was an old Saturday Night Live clip where they did like, the two guys, it was like Will Ferrell and I can't remember the other guy's name, but they would bob their heads, you know? And I, you know, to like, what is love? That kind of stuff. And, you know, and then they would always go around to nightclubs, you know, dancing inappropriately. So, anyways, it was like a parody on that. So I was doing like, you know, some of that stuff. And that was lots of fun. And then, of course, I did like a casino royale or like a slot machine where I'm like, mega win, you know, that kind of stuff. And then now you go back to doing, you know, the serious, mysterious corporate read. You know, it's interesting. So I would say that's like a close third to everything else. But I wanted to tell you that tonight, because knowing that this is what people are looking for, you can position yourself in a better way, because there is a... So I do want to talk to you right now then, because we talked about the trend, and I'm going to go into your demo, and I want to talk to you and about your mindset when it comes to you selling your business, your product, which is your the style in which you read, right? So you have to think that you could have the best gadget in the world that does the coolest stuff, but if nobody wants to buy that gadget, it doesn't matter how amazing it is, no one's going to buy it, right? Because they don't want it or they don't need it. So when we're thinking about this, it's important that you pay attention to these trends and you dive into them and try to learn, like if those are not your styles of reads and you find that difficult, you need to work on it. You need to work on the conversational type read, more so not just conversational, but it's more like, how can you be, you know, you need to, the question would be, how could you read like yourself, but heightened, right? More emotional or showing more feeling. Like in the theater, we would call it sensitivity. Whereas we use the word sensitivity, like in real life, we think of sensitivity as someone who's, you know, sensitive, meaning like they're over emotional or something. But in theater, when we talk about sensitivity or in acting, we're talking about how well can you display feelings and emotions through your acting, you know, and we're not talking about, you know, the feelings of pain and anger. That's one, of course, there's a couple, but you know, we're talking about happiness and excitement or mystery or, you know, these different types of ways a script is written, you know, telling a story, you know? So I want you to think about that. And then I need you to think about the fact that I want you to think about this. If your demo is not offering these things in spades, all right, and really good, you're missing the boat. And it could be, and I'm being honest with you guys, it could be that you're doing every single thing that you're supposed to be doing, and you are not getting business. And the reason could be that maybe you are not hitting the target market that is out there right now, or you're not hitting the voiceover, you know, your presentation in a way where people are really looking for it. I had to tell you, I know probably a lot of you have listened to my demo just because, you know, I'm a loud guy. So, but anyways, you listened to my demo probably, and that first spot, the Ford spot that I did on my demo, I'm telling you, over and over and over, people just want that demo spot. Now, I'm so happy that I did it, okay? You know, and I wrote that spot, and I put it all together myself, and I'm very happy that so many people love it. However, there's been an upside and a downside. The upside is lots of people love it, gets me lots of business. The downside is that voiceover can go either way, and this is what I'm talking about. It can either be super emotional, or it can be more of a professional, conversational read. So that's where the challenge comes in. So when people are like, I want you to take that, I want you to do that Ford commercial, you know, the one that says mornings aren't for everyone. That's what they say in their messages. And then they give me like a 300 word script about medical supplies. And it's like, okay, well, that's a little difficult because that read is, you know, not have anything to do with medical supplies. But it's my job though, as a professional, if we get to the nitty gritty of it. It's our job as professionals to make that work. So I hope that this has, kind of put a bug in your ear about, you know, really diving into your own offerings. And are you really offering what people are looking for? You know what I mean? That's really what I'm really trying to get across to you. Because if you're not, then no matter how much hard work you do, no matter how many emails you send, no matter how many times you go to the buyer's request in Fiverr or you do ACX or whatever, if you are not putting forth effort into trying to add to your bag of tricks or your offerings the types of reads that are really in demand, you are missing out. Because remember, I'm not talking about you changing how you sound, like how you talk. I'm talking about you offering a style of voiceover that people are looking for in your own voice. So it's your job to add that. And if your demos aren't portraying that, you need to really think about how to switch that around. And I know the thought of putting together another demo or whatever can be daunting. But the reality is, like I said, if you're doing everything and nothing's happening, you've got to really take a step back and look at everything that's going on, right? Perfect example of just a random thing. Tonight, I was working on my stuff. And, you know, even though I have a whisper room, as you know, whisper rooms are wonderful. But if you don't get the double layer with a whisper room, because the walls come in one layer or two layers. And if you get the one layer, it does a really good job, but it doesn't block out all the noise. So like if you have fans or you have something going, it will still have a low hum, right? Because you got, Whisper Room then offers a double wall. So they'll send you another wall and you can actually attach it after the fact. Everything attaches onto each other. But that's like an issue, right? You need another wall to make it really quiet in the whisper room. So it's not like a whisper room. It's more like a low tone room until you add that second wall. Anyways, they don't tell you that when you buy it. So what I've been doing is I have been using, you know, like my denoise or, you know, my noise suppressor, NS1. And no matter what we do, you guys, whenever you use those things, a lot of them are fantastic. They're fantastic, but they can, and they 99% of the time, they do inevitably make the audio sound differently. And it's just not as crisp and clear if you did not use them. And okay, so and here I'm just talking about the reality is that some of us don't have that option. You have to use some sort of noise suppression. It's fine. But like I was doing again tonight, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to use it because I had some feedback from another client who was like, you know, look, it was for an app, and they were like, we're hearing some weird things in there. If you could maybe save it as, you know, 48,000 and save it at 24 bit, you know, that might make it better. But I actually don't think that's it. I think it's the fact that, you know, I was using some noise suppression and things because diving into my own situation, I have a studio. I love it. I'm very, you know, I love everything I have. And I have a whisper room, but the attic, the entrance to the attic is right next to my room. It's actually in my room. There's a door that you go into the attic. But the previous owners did a really poor job of insulating. So what happens is we've clocked it at like 150 degrees, almost up to 160 degrees in that attic, because it's insulated, like the rooms are insulated, and then the attic wraps around the rooms. So it doesn't actually insulate the attic. It just insulates the rooms anyways, and it does a poor job. But it gets so hot that there's a fan in there that goes on. So anyways, this fan is actually just a few feet from this room, you know, on the other side of a wall, and it makes quite a loud noise. So when I'm in here recording and that fan turns on during the day, it makes a huge noise and it hums in the room. It's like in the whisper room, it like reverberates in here. And, you know, I've been able to do away with it on the ground, but I can't up top. And unfortunately, I'm not recording on the ground. So anyways, the point I'm trying to make there is during that, the daytime, I have to use noise suppression to get rid of it. But I could turn it off. But the problem with that is that, you know, I'm recording so much now that by turning it off, it's like it causes an issue because it's so hot, it needs to run to vent that heat. Anyways, you know, we all have our own issues. So making a long story short, we all have to step back, because I looked at my stuff and I listened, you know, and it sounded so much better when I didn't use that noise suppression. My audio did again, you know, and I know that. Because ideally, you want to use, in an ideal world, you want to use the least amount of applications, or the least amount of plugins, the least amount of barriers between you and getting your voice recorded and then mixed. You know, you want to use the least amount. So that, you know, that would be the ideal situation. But a lot of us aren't that fortunate to have just a perfectly quiet space and all that jazz. So I had to take a look and say, gosh, that really doesn't sound as good as I know my equipment and I can do. So I had to re-look at things again and, you know, kind of switch around some stuff and not use that noise suppression and do a little bit more, you know, by hand editing. So that's going to take me a little bit longer, but the sound quality is so much better. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is because that's just something, again, that we all go through this stuff, and I have looked at other things too. So for you, if you take a step back and you look at your stuff and you're like, you know, this is like the work, this is the trends, this is what a lot of people are doing, this is what I'm offering on my demo. Like, if you don't have those kind of reads on your demo, you really need to rethink your demo and look into doing something new. I mean, even if you've got to learn how to make it yourself because you can't afford to spend, you know, the $500, $1,000, $1,500, because that's a lot of money. You know, if you can't afford to spend that, that's fine. You know, do what I did. I made my own demos. Yes, it took me time and I got better and better at it. And now, you know, I've done it enough, and I've done enough people's now too, that I'm pretty good at it. And I have people to help me. But the thing is that you need to make sure you are offering what people are looking for, plain and simple. I guess I could have said that at the very beginning and not had all this, you know, 20-minute diatribe, but make sure that you are offering what people are looking for. And if you are not, it doesn't matter how amazing or the insane amount of work that you do and how amazing your offers are. If you are not offering what people are looking for, no one is going to purchase from you. So just remember that. And if you are confused about what people are looking for, Just go on YouTube, listen to commercials, and you will learn, because it is everywhere. All right? It is everywhere what people are looking for. All right. Well, I hope this helps you think about what you are offering the world, and is it what they are looking for? And of course, we could go deeper into the different areas. Like if you are targeting a specific area, you need to offer what that specific area is looking for. All right. But in general, you need to be doing that overall with your entire business. Okay. All right, you guys, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night and early morning. And I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.